اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 8 of Surah Al-Alaq, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Tablawi, the Egyptian reciter. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, read in the name of your Lord who has created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught by the pen, has taught man that which he knew not. Nay, verily man does transgress all bounds, because he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely unto your Lord is the return.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. خلق الإنسان من علق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. قرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان. علم الإنسان. ما لم
كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أرآه استغنى
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 8 of Surah Al-Alaq, recited by the outstanding master of Quran recitation, Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Tablawi. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the beginning of this surah, we have Iqra. We have a Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pronounce it with Kasra due to the fact that we have the first mutaharrik letter after the Hamzatul Wasl has a fatha.
The Ra.
The Ra has a fatha.
And we should know that this is an imperative verb.
Yes, exactly. Whenever there is no alif lam, whenever there is a Hamzatul Wasl that's followed by a sakin letter, and the last letter is sakin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This could be a sign of that this is an imperative verb.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time it's like this. We have a Hamzatul Wasl followed by sakin letter, okay?
Yes.
Not alif lam. We could have lam sakina, but it should not be a noun that is alif lam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is a sign that this is an imperative verb. So we have to look at the first letter that has a haraka, has a short vowel.
If it is fatha or kasra,
we pronounce it with kasra.
And if it is dhamma,
then we have to pronounce it with a dhamma.
Mm-hmm. Like unzur.
Unzur. Urkud. Idhab. See, so ijlis, for example. Ijlis. See, mm-hmm. The first mutaharrik letter is a kasra. Okay. Now, what if we connect the word which has a hamzatul wasl, the previous word,
that is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim miqra. Again, we would have a kasra because the
actually,
meme
we
of
ignore that Hamzatul Wasl.
Yeah, we ignore that Hamzatul Wasl. Iqra, the qaf has a sukoon. We have to apply qalqala. And also tafkhim of qaf at a low level, a very low level, second lowest level. Iqra ra. Ra has tafkhim.
Mm-hmm. It should be pronounced thickly.
Yes. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaqa.
And the hamza of iqra should be heard, I think.
Yes, it's hamzatul qatta.
Mm-hmm.
Iqra, we need glottal stop.
Yeah, that should be heard.
Yeah.
Not iqra bismi.
It's not iqra bismi rabbika. It's mm-hmm. iqra. Okay. Mm-hmm. And bismi. In this phrase, again, we have a Hamzatul Wasl, which is ignored because it's in the middle of the phrase, in the utterance.
Bismi is a phrase?
Yes. Bi-ismi.
Okay.
Bismi. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaqa. Kha, khalaqa. We have tafkhim of kha and qaf.
And one letter, one tarqiq letter in between.
In between. Khalaqa.
Khalaqa.
Okay, not you exaggerated the tafkhim of kha. It's not khalaqa.
Mm-hmm.
It's khalaqa. Kha, 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 la, la, qa. Okay?
The shaykh al-lips, I think, help us.
Yes, it does. So when you pronounce kha, it opens vertically. When you pronounce lam, it opens horizontally. Now, Sheikh Tablawi, he kept repeating some parts of the verses. It was because of he wanted to recite in different riwayas. He said, اقرأ وربك الأكرم اقرأ وربك الأكرم اقرأ وربك الأكرم.
Three different riwayas.
He repeated this verse like 4 or 5 times. Twice, I think, was the same. Because, you know, some riwayat, it's the same. It depends on which riwaya he was intending.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ عَلَّمْ بِالْقَلَمِ. This is, again, when a different riwaya where...
The same phrase with different riwayas.
Yeah. And then he said, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ. We have وَرْش and خَلَف and Hamza. And he finishes his recitation with خَلَف and Hamza. He says, and we can tell from the إِمَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغِي. This is إِمَالَ.
Could you talk about... Imala
means that the alif al-mad is inclined to ya al-mad 50%. We have 50% alif al-mad and 50% ya al-mad. Ar-ra'ahu istaghni. Again, he did. And also ar-ra'ah, the ra is pronounced with targhig because it has...
A kasra.
No, because it has imala again. Ar-ra'ah.
Ra itself here has a kasra, doesn't
it? If it was hafs, it would have it has fatha. Ar-ra, he pronounces the ra with fatha,
but
the fatha is pronounced with tarqiq.
This is
making
why
you think that this is a kasra. It's not a kasra. Ar-ra, ra, khayra, for example.
Ar-ra,
kathira. See, we have this in. Watch.
And imala takes and place when we have zavatul ya, ya without dot, with a small alif above it.
Yes, most of the time it's like that.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
We've been discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The hadith says, وَمَنْ قَرَأَهُ كَثِيرًا وَتَعَاهَدَهُ بِمَشَقَّةٍ مِنْ شِدَّةِ حِفْظِهِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَجْرَ هَذَا مَرَّتَيْنِ. If someone has difficulty, so he or she reads Quran more and more with difficulty, maybe even memorizing Surah Hamd takes long time for him or her. It's very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give reward to this person twice, means multiplies, doubles his or her reward. So don't be disappointed if you see, everyone is reading Quran, you know, and for you it's difficult. That's not important. What is important is that you made your best, your efforts. So it's not a matter of, you know, how, for example, I don't know, fast or fluent one is in reciting. It's a matter of how much he or she has put into this. Maybe for me, reading Quran was very easy. It took me maybe a few hours. Some people maybe tens of hours. So we cannot say we are better than those people.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab, Call of Islam, on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on a last care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نوبنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن